Verse number 12. Then Allah completed the creation of the heavens in 2 days, Thursday and Friday. With that, the creation of the heavens and the earth was completed in 6 days. Allah inspired in every heaven whatever He would decree concerning it, and whatever obedience and worship He would command. Allah also decorated the nearest heaven with stars, and protected it from the Satan's eavesdropping. All that is the decree of the Almighty, who no one can overcome, and who is all aware of His creation. Verse number 13. So if these people turn away from bringing faith in what you have brought, then say to them, I have warned you of a punishment that will fall upon you, like the punishment that fell upon the people of Hud, the Ad, and the people of Saleh, the Thamud, when they rejected their messengers. Verse number 14. When their messengers came to them, each following the other in bringing one message, instructing them to worship none other than Allah alone, the disbelievers said, If our Lord wished to send down angels as messengers to us, He would have sent them. Therefore, we reject whatever you have been sent with, because you are humans like we are. Verse number 15. As for the people of Hud, the Ad, together with their disbelief in Allah, they showed undue arrogance on earth and oppressed those around them. Having been deceived by their own strength, they said, Who is there that is stronger than us? There was no one stronger than them, according to their assumption. So Allah replied to them, Do these people not know and see that the one who created them and gave them the strength that made them rebellious is stronger than them? They would reject the signs of Allah that Hud brought to them. Verse number 16. So I sent upon them a wind that had with it a disturbing noise on days of misfortune to them due to the punishment which came to them, so that I make them suffer a punishment of humiliation and disgrace in the world. And indeed, the punishment of the hereafter that awaits them is more humiliating for them. They will not find anyone to help save them from the punishment. Verse number 17. As for the people of Saleh, the Thamud, I guided them by making the path of truth clear to them, but they preferred deviance to guidance to the truth. So the humiliating punishment seized them because of the disbelief and sins they would commit. Verse number 18. And I saved those who had faith in Allah and His messengers, and would be mindful of Allah by fulfilling His commands and refraining from the things He did not allow. I saved them from the punishment that came upon their people. Verse number 19. And on the day when the enemies of Allah will be gathered towards the hellfire, the Zabaniya, appointed angels, will thrust each and every one of them into it. They will not be able to escape from it. Verse number 20. When they come to the hellfire, they are driven towards and deny the actions they would do in the world. Their ears, eyes, and skins will testify to their sins and disbelief in the world. Beneficial points. 1. Turning away from the truth is the cause of destruction in the world and the hereafter. 2. Arrogance and being conceited with one's strength both prevent a person from submitting to the truth. 3. The punishment of the world and the hereafter will be piled upon the disbelievers. 4. The disbelievers being destroyed and believers being saved is a divine custom of Allah. 5. One's own limbs will testify against him on the day of judgment. Verse number 21. And the disbelievers will say to their skins, Why did you testify against us by stating the things we used to do in the world? Their skins will say in reply to them, The one who grants everything the ability to speak granted us the ability to speak. He is the one who created you initially when you were in the world, and to him you will return in the hereafter to give account and be requited. Verse number 22. You did not use to hide when committing sins to a degree that your ears, eyes, and skins cannot testify against you, because you did not believe in accountability, punishment, or reward after death. Rather, your thought that Allah, may He be glorified, was not aware of many things you did, and that it remained hidden from Him, so you were deceived. Verse number 23. And that very evil thought you thought up concerning your Lord destroyed you, and so because of it, You became the very ones who lost in the world and the hereafter. Verse number 24. If these people against whom their ears, eyes and skins testified are to be patient, the hellfire will be their abode and dwelling place they will go to. And if they seek the pleasure of Allah for themselves, an entry into paradise, they will not achieve either of them ever. Verse number 25. I sent upon these disbelievers, companions from the Satans. We would constantly be around them, and beautifying disbelief, sins and rejection, of the resurrection and requital. The punishment became incumbent upon them, as the nations before from the humans and jinn. Indeed, they were the losers, who will lose themselves and their families on the day of judgment when they enter the fire. Verse number 26. When they became helpless encountering evidence with evidence, the disbelievers said, urging one another, "Do not listen to this Quran that Muhammad recites to you, and do not submit to it. Rather, shout and raise your voices when he recites it to you, so that perhaps you can gain the upper hand over him, and he stops reciting and calling towards it, then we will be relieved of him." Verse number 27. So we will definitely make those who disbelieved in Allah and rejected his messengers suffer from a severe punishment on the day of judgment. I will definitely requite them for a punishment for the worst of their actions, i.e., ascribing partners with Allah and sins. Verse number 28. That aforementioned requital is the requital of those who disbelieved in him and rejected his messengers. It is the hellfire, which they will live forever, never to come out of it. It is a requital for their rejection of the words of Allah and not believing in them despite their clarity and strength in proof. Verse number 29. And those who disbelieved in Allah and rejected his messengers will say, "O our Lord, show us those humans and jinn who led us astray. Iblis, who introduced disbelief and inviting towards it, and the son of Adam, who introduced bloodshed, so that we can put them in the hellfire under our feet, so that they are the lowest of the people and the ones most severely punished." Beneficial points. 1. Thinking evil about Allah is a trait from the traits of disbelief. 2. Disbelief and sins are causes of the Satan's ruling over the humans. 3. The followers will desire that those they followed are the most severely punished on the day of judgment.